sexual touch that is so powerful in maintaining your closeness and connection. Whether it's holding hands, kisses on the cheek, or a hug, this aspect of your relationship can lead to sexual intimacy, but doesn't always have to. Financial intimacy may sound like an oxymoron. This is the connection built from discussing every financial aspect of your marriage. It's about more than just your day-to-day finances. It includes having a plan for your accounts, insurance, retirement, and even an estate plan. Spiritual intimacy is the way you are close and connected through your religious beliefs and observed religious practices, from worshiping publicly, praying together privately, and serving together. Recreational intimacy is part of your relationship that refers to your times of fun and leisure and how you grow your closeness and connection by spending time together and making memories. This is what the two of you do for fun. Sexual intimacy encompasses everything about your sexual connection with your spouse. It includes romance, sexual intercourse, initiating, and foreplay. If you think it's abuse, it's important to note that conflict can cross the line and become abuse. This book is not intended to serve as a substitute for professional help if you are in an abusive relationship. According to the National Domestic Abuse Hotline website, domestic violence is a pattern of behaviors used to gain or maintain power and control. Excessive conflict in a marriage can become abuse. If this is the case, please get help. If your spouse isn't willing to get help or change and the cycles are becoming more frequent, you may be in danger. You need professional, boots-on-the-ground help, not the virtual help you can get from a course or a book. This is serious, and you must act to keep yourself and your children, if you have them, safe. Domestic abuse is not just punching, slapping, or kicking. Other signs of domestic abuse that show up in conflict cycles are humiliation, insults, criticism, name-calling, and shaming, embarrassing one's spouse in public, belittling a spouse's accomplishments, using profanity, swearing, breaking things, preventing a spouse from leaving the room or following them around, not letting someone go to sleep until the argument is resolved, not speaking for extended periods of time, text fighting, social media posts about the spouse, withdrawing financial support, sharing unflattering or embarrassing photos or videos with others or on social media, being controlling, overly jealous or possessive, monitoring the other person's behavior, reading their texts and emails, demanding all their time and attention, pressuring them to use drugs or alcohol, using social media to track their activities, trying to control who they follow on social media, blaming one's behavior on the spouse, gaslighting, creating situations where one spouse experiences confusion or questions what they have seen or heard based on the behaviors of the other spouse, neglect and isolation for extended periods of time, convincing others to turn against one spouse, preventing one spouse from seeing friends or family. You do not have to face these things alone. Help is available 24 hours a day. In the U.S., call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or visit them online at thehotline.org. This service is available in English, Spanish, and 200-plus other languages through an interpretation service. Worldwide, visit the International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies for a global list of helplines and crisis centers at hotpeachpages.net. Introduction. Marriage is easy. That's what one long married gentleman wrote on his Twitter page. His actual quote was, "The secret to a long marriage is easy. Just stay married." How do those words strike you? Absurd? Impossible? Ridiculous? Easier said than done? Of course, anyone who has been married longer than a week knows that marriage is far from easy. It's compromise, grace, understanding, self-control, communication, and passion. And that's just the start of the list. And married people know this. It is not at all easy putting and keeping the elements in place that make a marriage work. But is it fair to only say marriage is hard, that it's constant drudgery and constant work, or endless discussions and soul-sucking compromise? Or is marriage supposed to be a relationship where you learn how to navigate life and where you develop skills and tools you didn't know you needed? I would argue for the latter. What makes marriage hard work might come down to a lack of skills to navigate the choppy waters of living with another human being, one who has flaws.